Hello and welcome to Improve Your Voice. My name is Darren McStay, and today I'm going to show you exactly what it is I do to warm up. But I'm not just going to show you my complete full warm up because I don't want to give all my tricks away, you know what I mean? I'm just going to show you what I would do if I only had 10 minutes to warm up. Okay, so I'm going to put the timer on my phone like so. Stopwatch. I'll tell you what, I'll put the stopwatch on and I'll start it now. So, I've got 10 minutes. Come with me, let's do this. Oh, you're going to get to see a bit more of my house today. Well, that's interesting, isn't it? Oh, sorry about the mess. Right, let's come over here. First of all, I'd always get a probably yoga mat. I've got these rollers here, but we're not going to go into that today. I'm just going to show you what we can actually do just with our bodies, all right? And the first thing I'm going to do is start on the ground. I'm going to put my knees up like this. This is called semi-supine. Let's see if I can change that around. Like this. So knees up here. I'm going to put my hands on my belly and I'm going to breathe in this position for about 2 minutes of those 10. And as I breathe out, each time I'm going to relax my shoulders, relax my head, let my arms drop down. Try and just, with every out-breath, release different parts of tension in your body. Deep breaths. Try and get the base of your back somehow a bit more relaxed into the floor. If you can feel that, that's great. This kind of breathing will help reset your body and help balance and calm you down, but also get some of that breath going into these lower areas at the back and the sides, because the gravity is helping it flow down there. And as you breathe in, organs are pushed down and out the way by your diaphragm. But we also have areas around the back that often get forgotten. So by laying down, we allow that to happen. Nice and gently. Just always start off gentle. One more breath. And from here, I think I'd probably take my foot, tuck it in behind my knee, turn over. Let's widen this a bit. Like this. I'm pulling my knee down to my floor, but not actually pulling it down, just allowing it to go as far as it will. And then this other arm is stretched out. I don't know if you can see that. And I turn over to look at this arm, continuing that deep, low breathing. And this might makes it a bit more difficult to breathe. But I'm trying to fill and open up that space around the sides here. You can actually, even I'd start to massage around these side ribs here, and even maybe pat them a bit, and get things awakened. It all helps. These ribs, these muscles that are in between the ribs, the intercostals, have a huge part to play in how well we breathe. So getting those warmed up is quite crucial. Now I'm going to do the other side. Just a few breaths on each side. Put this leg down straight, tuck the foot behind, and roll over. Don't push it down, but use that weight of your hand to just drop down. I'm turning my hand over. And with each out-breath, just trying to relax into the position. It may feel very tight for some people. It's even a bit tight for me today because I've been training. Sighing is another good thing you can do. And you can stretch out. Bring your arm round. And always roll onto your side before you push yourself up like this. So the next part of this I would do is some cat and cow. And for this, we're going to get on all fours. Make sure that your hands are below your shoulders and your knees are below your hips. We're going to start by leading with our tailbone, which is at the back here. Bring that up and then let the back follow in your head at the end. Breathe in, breathe out, and lead from the tailbone, tucking under. Bringing your belly in and up and rounding, arching your back, tucking your chin into your chest. Breathing out, breathe in.
And breathe out.
Breathe in.
Breathe out.
We can actually do this side to side as well. So the hips, the bum and the head can go one way and the body the other. So we're kind of stretching open the ribs at the side.
Stretching those ribs at the side.
Just a few times. We're halfway through now, so... Okay, so the next thing that I would do in my little warm-up, if I only had 10 minutes, is to squat down as well as you can. If you can get your feet flat on the ground, great, but if you can't, like me, because you've got short, tight legs, then it might not be so easy. But you're going to squat down as much as you can, as comfortable as you can. I'm going to start to make some humming sounds. Gentle, no pushing, just breathe in as deep as you can. Trying to feel comfortable in this squatting position. Try and get your feet down, you know, flat on the floor if possible. And maybe if it helps, you can put your arms in between the legs and push out to the side like that. But this, start adding in some lip trills to that hum. And dropping your head will allow the neck to remain loose and so there's no tension in your shoulders there. See, I'm bouncing a little bit just to help me ease into this position. You can also start adding the tongue as well. Try and do both at the same time. Now we're going to go for an F sound. Watch this. And then adding the voice in halfway. So the F and the V are kind of the same sound. So we're going to play with touching on voice. Then do the same with an S and a Z sound. So like this. And then the z sound, so a can you hear that? Putting the vocal folds in. So let's try that. Keep my head down. And then I'm gonna start making my way up to my feet. And we can put these down here and hang. Try and grab your elbows, relax your head, and lean forward slightly more onto your toes. Keep your knees locked, but engage the pelvic floor muscles. We can continue to hum as we do this, and even lip trill. Just nice and relaxed. You can move your hips around, move your neck around, move your head. Try and get the tension out of your shoulders.
And then what I'm gonna do is do some spine rolls. So I'll move you back like that. And let's have a look at those.
So from here, bending your knees, you're gonna push up away from the floor. Keep your knees parallel to your feet.
push away, keeping that pelvic floor engaged, moving up. And just so you can see, at the top, I'm going to bring my elbows up and reach up with my hands onto my tiptoes like this. Drop the hands and roll the neck forward, just like this. I don't really often go to the back because it can be quite dangerous. So just to the side and down like that. Now let's play around a little bit with different levels. If you can't do that, then use your hands to push your lips. And with the lips too, and sorry, with the tongue. And then of course I'd probably end up with my favourite, finger in the mouth first, or little finger. And then, and then, as I'm taking you back to the kitchen, I might even say, Peter Piper picked a peck of pickled peppers. If Peter Piper picked a peck of pickled peppers, where's the peck of pickled peppers Peter Piper picked? And that, for me, is probably just over 10 minutes. Let's have a look. Oh, 11 minutes 15, but I did mess around with the camera somewhat, didn't I? So that is what I would do if I had 10 minutes to warm up. Remember, I'd start with breathing, relaxing, resetting my body, then start looking into moving the ribs, maybe lengthening the arms, the legs, stretching out a bit, try and getting tension out of my neck and shoulders. I'd also start adding in, as I was breathing, some sounds to my moving my lips, moving my tongue, and then some, you know, dexterity exercises at the end. And that is what I would do, and that is something that you could do if you want. You could do it along with this video if you like. But thanks for watching. That's the video for today. I hope it's been useful. My name is Darren McStay. This is Improve Your Voice. That was how you can warm up in 10 minutes. And until the next time, look after your voice.